Ball and Play 2, presented by DraftKings, is underway. Head over to our Warehouse Games channel to see all the action from Ball and Play. Get some skin in the game and download the DraftKings app right now. Don't forget to use our promo code Warehouse. That's promo code Warehouse only at DraftKings Sportsbook. The crown is yours.
Hello and welcome to the Talking Yanks pregame show. No Dan Rourke today, feeling a little under the weather. So everybody, go say something nice about Dan in the comments, because we love him a lot. Always electric on the pregame show. I'm BBD, joined by my friend Joe's McFly. Joe's, we're both wearing black today.
Yeah.
We're here for the Blue Jays funeral. Just joking. I'm joking.
I'm not.
How are you?
That's why I came. I'm doing well because the Yankees won yesterday. Blue Jays tried to call every trick out on the book. And guess what? Yanks said, I don't care. Judge homered.
Judge homered. Again.
Again. And you know what? He said, I don't need to look at anything but center field. It's not Roger Center. It's Judge's Center. Whoa. Homer to center.
I hate Roger.
I hate it.
I hate him.
I hate Roger.
I'm sure he means well. Joseph, you checked out the lineup today?
I did not. I didn't even take a peek. I like being surprised by the lineup a little bit and getting into it.
Do you want to read it to the people and react? Do you want me to read it to you? Do you want how do you want to learn this lineup?
People are calling me Joe's McMaverick in the chat, and I like it. I like it. Yes, we could go ahead and read the lineup here. We got Gleyber Torres leading off. Judge at right field, batting second. Rizzo, first base, batting third. DJ LeMahieu, third base, batting fourth. Bowers. Sorry, I'm sorry. That would have been a good spot for Bader, in my opinion. But whoa. Bowers, in left field, batting fifth, followed by Bader at center field, Willie Calhoun at DH, Trevino catching, and Cabrera at shortstop. Volpe gets the night off. How do you feel about this lineup, BBD?
I generally like it. I'm actually kind of on board with Volpe getting a day off. There's an element of looking like the turf was getting to him. I'll blame all the defense on his end on the turf. Gleyber's played there before.
Gleyber had a tough night yesterday.
Yeah, I mean, he's a natural what to watch for tonight because
Gleyber, you need a clean one. I feel like we haven't been doing what to watch for.
You guys might have been skipping what to watch for. But Gleyber, how can he not be mine? He was what to watch for last night if clued into the game. That was a kooky night at the office.
Very kooky night at the office. Actually, my watch to watch for would be Gerrit Cole.
I'd like to watch for Gerrit Cole.
Night after, you know, Herman gets kicked out. Pen was used.
Hamilton hurt.
He can reset the pen once again.
It's the perfect time for him to come in.
And don't give up a homer.
Yeah.
You had a homers. Nice streak going with no homer. Let's get back to that, Pop.
Yeah. He was never going to keep up zero all year, but hey, let's not.
That zero number lasted a lot longer than
what I
thought.
Let's not regress to the mean, all right?
Right.
Let's not do all the regression in like a month.
That's not the mean. That's just mean.
It's just mean. I guess they're going. They're breaking up the lefties there with the Wedge and Bowers.
Yeah.
In between LeMahieu and Bader.
I like Bader's swing a lot more. That's why I wanted.
Yeah.
Not that I'm saying, you know, Bowers.
I guess I'm bought into the Yankees believing in Bowers now.
Right.
So they get.
Because they're scoring a lot of runs.
They're scoring runs, which is great. That's a big part of winning.
That's a big part of offense in baseball, scoring runs.
And for a right, while right, there. Left, right, left, right, yes. Left, right, switch.
I love it.
I like that. Reminds me a little of the Joe Torre days.
Yeah. But we used to have a bunch of
switch
hitters.
But it was like all switch hitters, and like every hitter was like, we knew coming into a year they were good. And then so
that's and they would stay good and not get hurt. And they would play like 160.
It felt like the same lineup was every day.
Every
so day. It doesn't remind me of the Joe Torre days at all, really. But actually, I just growing up always liked the left right stuff. but yeah, we need a Gerrit Cole masterclass.
What is the pitching path to victory?
I kind of need like 7 from Cole.
I need 7
on,
from Cole.
Both a resetting the bullpen end and like Cole. Let's have like a dominant day.
Ideally, I would love a laugher and Cole dominate.
That'd be so nice.
That would be the best. Where we're thinking, Boone's actually like, should I let him go 8 kind of thing? Because there's no...
We should be like pissed he didn't let him like go into the 8th, or he went batter to batter in the 8th.
Yeah.
It's like, dude, we're up 3. Either let him go or tell him he's done.
Right. Pitching back to victory needs to be Cole.
He needs Cole for 7. I kind of do. That is like kind of my ask tonight from him.
And 3-game series are very hard to win. However, when you win the first 2 games and your ace is on the mound for game 3, you gotta win that game, Pop.
Let's finish this thing off. And
yes.
Because tomorrow, Nestor, it's not necessarily an amazing matchup for him, just with a lot of power.
A lot of righties. Yes, and a lot of righties.
Because Cole, like his last 2 starts, five innings, 5 earned. I guess the last race start was 5 innings, 2 earned, but he wasn't locked. I want another like locked Cole performance.
He needs to lock in, Pop.
So I kind of need the 7 from Cole. The bullpen situation. Ian Hamilton went on the IL.
That sucked.
So that groin, sucks.
Right? Groin.
Groin. The web dog not available today. 31 pitches yesterday.
Yeah, we were looking at his pitching motion a little bit. And I was like, whoa.
Yeah. He throws funny. It mostly worked last night. So.
I got a lot to learn from Weber. Personally.
It's a blitz ball pitch.
Yes.
He would be great in the warehouse.
He would be the most dominant blitz ball pitcher in that warehouse. Make sure you guys check out the warehouse games if you guys haven't already.
Should be not tonight, but tomorrow night before the Yankee game will be the next one. And you can check out last night's game.
Right before the sweep.
Cordero maybe they'd like to avoid if they can. 29 pitches two days ago.
He might be like available
not, if they need it, but not but, part of the plan.
Yeah, he's it doesn't. He path. Shouldn't even be going into play because
Cole's going seven. We pathed it.
Yes,
we pathed that. No Marinaccio, I assume 27 bullets.
Right.
So I mean, let's make this easy for ourselves and go Cole the King.
Cole the King. Good night, the lights.
That King Cole. That was an award last year.
Yes.
Let's
do that.
Because King got 4 outs, 12 pitches 2 days ago. He hasn't done a back-to-back yet. Understandably not available yesterday.
Mm.
Get him in there today. Bullpen's reset.
The bullpen needs that reset day. You know?
And
what a shot in the arm would Gerrit Cole be?
A good Cole start today. Clinch the series.
You could jump the Blue Jays tonight.
Yeah, they're by games back. They are tied with them.
Could jump them tonight. Right now, the Yankees are.
Fire Sports in the chat. He just dropped Cole King Showers.
Cole King Showers. Love it.
So that's the path.
That's the path.
And we love that.
Yes, we do.
And that means we are heading to the second half of the show. And the second half of the show begins with. Homer draft,
it's the Homer draft.
Joe's the Homer draft has been active this series because Judge got on the board again.
Yes.
So it's currently, you're up 3-1 on what is now Rourke and myself. Separately, do you remember who had the first pick yesterday? Rourke did. So you will have the
Rourke
first pick
did, and
today.
Then I went twice. So first pick for me today. And
as a reminder, the players you cannot select are Aaron Judge, Willie Calhoun. You got both of them the other day. Harrison Bader and Jose Trevino.
Jose Trevino. Okay. So let's go ahead. I chose Calhoun already. So he's back in the lineup today. Would have been nice to be able to pick him. But you can't. Let's go with, I was trying to look at the Blue Jays lineup as well. I don't have that here.
I can tell you what the Blue Jays lineup is while you mull this choice over.
Okay.
They have Chris Bassitt on the hill. They are going Springer in right, Bichette at short, Dalton Varsho bat in third, playing left field. Matt Chapman getting a DH day. Mm. Brandon Belt at first. Whit Merrifield at second. Alejandro Kirk catching. Santiago Espinal is at third, and Kevin Kiermaier's in center. So no Vladdy today.
Okay.
Feels like a big break for Cole. Vladdy can't be happy with that.
Can't be happy with that.
He wants to face Cole. He right. loves it.
You know what? I'm going to go ahead and take a guy that had a rough night yesterday until he got that sack fly. And sometimes you need to feel like you're a part of the win, part of the helping of the team. And with the errors and the double clutching and the double plays, it's like he didn't get his head in the game. But I think that may have locked him in once again with that sack fly to right. And Gleyber Torres is my homer pick. Lock it in.
I like that. He finished last night with a pretty good taste in his mouth. Gets that last out.
Yes.
As part of the double play there. So I like that pick. So unavailable to me, Bowers, Rizzo, Volpe, Judge, and now Glaber against Bassitt. Let's look at a quick BVP and just see if anyone's got history off him. No IKF tonight, tough for you. Nobody on the Yankees has homered off of him. Great.
Nobody, yeah.
I can have good numbers off Bassitt, huh? Decent numbers, no pop.
Some people have good numbers against him. Not that many at-bats. Most at-bats is, I believe, IKF. 16 ABs.
Yeah.
Batting 313.
Let's go and take Harrison Bader, confirming he's available to me. I will take Harrison Bader.
Okay.
And I will take Oswaldo Cabrera, who we have interacted with in this office.
Okay.
He's getting a shortstop day. That's where he has the most fun, maybe.
That
most experience.
Might be. I think he's really good at third, though.
Yeah, his second base stuff's been a little weird. Like, I think it's just a weird, like, four games we've seen from him, because
right.
technically second's like supposed to be his best position, I think.
Mm-hmm.
Like, if there's like one spot, you like, if you were told you can pick one spot for him to be, I think second base a year ago would have been the choice.
This might be it.
But he's at short today, and I'm excited about that for him. And you have one pick.
I do.
And now is Waldo's unavailable to you.
Oswaldo's unavailable to me. I think that I'm kind of being monkey wrenched into picking this person right now because
four game set, you gotta get a little kooky.
Little kooky. I think the cool pick would be Rizzo tonight. But I think I'm gonna save him against Berríos tomorrow.
Mm. And he won't be available to Rourke tomorrow anyway.
Right. So that's why strategically I can keep him, and I'm going DJ LeMahieu. Lock it in.
I thought about him because you mean like you had to get a quirky pick in there. I thought about going to DJ, but I didn't, and I hope he homers.
Yeah, I hope they all homer tonight.
I want us both to walk away with. I want us to walk away with double digit points.
That would be great.
all four of our guys have five homer days.
That would be insane. That would be one for the history books. And somebody's probably having Tommy John on the Jays if that happens.
Well, they're just solo shots, so it's all all gets out. So they're safe. I don't wish injury on anybody.
I don't wish injury.
Especially Chris Bassett.
Bad karma to wish injury on anybody.
Any guesses on the over-under line tonight? I hit on the over.
This is back-to-back days. Last 2 nights, you're right. Hit on the over-under. The guess, let me see. We got Gerrit Cole. I think it'll be lower. Bassett's not a bad pitcher by any stretch. Yankees have been scoring runs, though. What does Vegas think? Not sure. What's DraftKings saying? I think we're going to go with...
It was 8 flat yesterday.
I might go 7.5.
It's 8 flat again.
Hey!
And I am doing so much waffling on this pick because the Yankees keep scoring.
They keep scoring. Keep scoring runs.
What was the final score last night?
It was the final score last night was 6.
It's 6-3.
2-3.
Yankees had 6 runs, 9 hits.
Yeah.
That's a nice day at the office.
It was.
I think the Yankees, I've got them putting up 6 again, and Cole has a night for the ages, so I think I'm going to take the under.
Okay.
Even though I've been, the Yankees and I specifically have been hitting on these over picks with them.
Right.
But I'm going to take the under because Cole's going to have a special night.
Right. Jeez, I hate to agree with you. But I'm going to go ahead and go over. We're going over again because the Yankees are going to be toxic offensively.
I so love when over? They have a toxic offense.
Toxic offense? Nothing says baseball like a basketball.
Baseball. Do you have any premonitions tonight, Joes?
Premonition. I think I do. I've got a premonition. I think a Blue Jay pitcher hits the Yankees. Wow. I'm sorry, but this is my premo here. And Jimmy's there. He just came out of nowhere. I think a pitcher hits the Yankees. There's a little scuffle. Nothing crazy.
I was waiting all night for someone to get
it. I think it's been building.
The Jays are so pissy.
And they're trying to do a lot of stuff, a lot of time. I think that's going to happen, and then the Yankees are going to go ahead and score a bunch of runs. Because every single time that the Jays have kind of poked the Yankees in this series, it's come back to bite them in the ass.
Yeah. They've had, like, a very Yankee series.
Judge has choice words for you.
I have a choice word. Homer. I have a choice word for you. Iage Anah. Analos.
What?
Iage Analos.
Iage Analos?
Yeah.
What's that? What language is that?
You said it more fluent than me. Seems like you know.
Iage?
Iage Analos.
What language is that? Is that your premonition?
No, my premonition is that you fall asleep before this game ends.
Not a shot. I'll be 7 Celsius in.
Okay.
That's unhealthy. Don't do that. I won't be, but I will not be sleeping. Shout out to Rick Cannon.
Maybe get like a cool, like Cole kind of pissed off gif. And it gets you a little nervous because like he's been in such a good mood all year and that's mostly worked. But the last 2 starts have been a little weird. But we already said he's going to have a special night, so it's going to be part of that.
My request would be Cole never turns his head to his right. To the Blue Jays dugout. Like, never even once.
I think you're saying that, like, there will never be a runner on third.
No, the Yankees are so bad at poking the bear, as you just mentioned. Right. And they did a great job yesterday of not. Because once they start, they lose.
They lose.
That's what the Blue Jays are reminding me of, is what the Yankees do to the Astros, is once they start doing the jacket and this and that, they lose. They're very bad. They have to go the high road and not address things and not do anything. I was glad when Judge hit that home run, he just head down and ran.
Yeah, that's it.
That was cool.
Yeah.
I like that.
Iage Analos. Analos. It's your name's backwards.
I see.
Well, everybody enjoy the game tonight. Subscribe if you haven't.
Ball and Play 2 presented by DraftKings is underway. Head over to our Warehouse Games channel to see all the action from Ball and Play. Get some skin in the game and download the DraftKings app right now. Don't forget to use our promo code Warehouse. That's promo code Warehouse only at DraftKings Sportsbook. The crown is yours.